USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. 60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, but Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in that state anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out on Wednesday. At the same time, though, Colorado's deadline to finalize presidential primary ballots is Friday, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot, at least not yet. The issue is being resolved in the courts. Biden administration officials, including those at the U.S. State Department, say they don't know who was behind the attack inside Iran Wednesday that left 100 people dead. The Israel-Hamas war turning global continues to be a fear amongst those in D.C.
Both inside Israel, whether it be in the north or whether it be in the West Bank or outside of Israel, in other countries in the region.
The death toll continues to rise in the wake of this week's large earthquake in Japan. There are now at least 73 people confirmed dead after the magnitude 7.5 quake shook western Japan on New Year's Day. Roughly 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The same global initiative under the UN which sought to correct COVID disinformation online is now shifting focus to combating climate disinformation.
At the Department of Global Communications, this will be a key preoccupation as we adapt the United Nations Verified Initiative.
The UN's Undersecretary for Global Communications, Melissa Fleming, she says the initiatives will be targeted at ensuring digital literacy for youth, as well as sending out UN info blasts about climate. Similar messaging efforts were taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is the focus of a National Labor Relations Board complaint filed against the aerospace company. The company is being accused of firing 8 employees who publicly criticized the billionaire tech entrepreneur and their boss in a 2022 letter. The letter was in relation to sexually suggestive tweets made by Musk, along with criticism about how his statements did not match with company policy. There's been no immediate response from SpaceX noted on the filing. Multiple charges against Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are being dropped by a judge in Kansas. He was accused of forcibly kissing the owner of an Overland Park restaurant back in 2023. Jackson Mahomes, now a social media influencer, still faces one misdemeanor, which will go to trial in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.